Welcome to a historic episode, number 5 of Talking with TJ. I'm here with Anthony Zettel. Anthony, do you know why it's a historic episode?
Just because this is a famous show and it's number 5.
Well, you said you've never even watched it, so you can't call it famous, but it's actually the first time I've had a defensive guy on the show.
All right. I'm honored. Appreciate it.
I've had a couple requests. You know, Haloti's trying to get on the show with Twitter questions, and me and him just kind of on separate pages right now. So he's not really allowed on the show yet. He's got some work to do to prove that he can come on the show. But you're the very first guest from the defensive. No. All right. Well, now I'm flustered, but do you know why I chose you?
No.
Oh, honest reason. I asked a lot of other guys. They said no. So I hope some of our teammates, some of my former guests have prepared you, because I asked the tough-hitting questions that a lot of reporters kind of shy away from. So
hit me with them.
Yeah, well, you know, not yet. We still want to find out a little bit about you. When you got drafted last year, usually the first thing they do is, like, you know, what number do you want to wear? And was that a choice they gave you, or is that something that you kind of requested?
It was a choice between about 6-7 numbers, but most of them were 60s. And I don't want to wear any 60 numbers besides 69, so.
Does it have, like, a level of importance for you or something?
I like the number.
Okay. No, that just tells us a lot about you. I think the people were really curious. Do you think you're more famous for what you do on the football field or some of your videos that are floating around the internet?
I'd say off the field.
Off the field?
Yeah, I'm a little more character of guy off the field.
Can you kind of explain what's, you know, for people at home that don't know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like the tack on the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't the best idea. I was going for firewood with a buddy, decided to take down the dead tree. It would be a better idea with my shoulder.
You didn't have an axe or a chainsaw?
No, we didn't.
No, that's good for you. There's another one, too. What was
the noises?
I'm not going to have you recreate them. I mean, people can.
One of my teammates knew I could. Actually, I'm pretty good at doing random noises. So they had me do it at the Big Ten Media Day. And
what kind of noises?
Dying pig.
Dying pig.
I can give you one of those. You want me?
Yeah. Just for the people that haven't seen the video.
Gets a little loud here.
All right. Take your word for
it. Just for your show. Just for
your
show.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate that.
Haven't did that in a few years.
You're a really talented fella. Off the field as well as on the field. We had some questions coming in from the people. Wanted to know, what actor would play you in a movie?
I could see a Gerard Butler, you know?
Yeah.
Could be funny, but I could be serious.
I was kind of thinking like a Mr. Bean. Like, you don't really talk much. You just kind of let your actions
do the
talking.
That's fair.
Hey, this is a tricky one now. You got to think about this. Why are wise men and wise guys complete opposites?
I don't know.
Mentors.
Wise guy. Oh, you're a wise guy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's the difference.
No, it's not a trivia question.
Oh.
I just wanted to know your opinion.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No. You're a state of Michigan guy as well as me. I know you're a Penn State guy, so I'm not going to ask you who you root for, but who do you got this weekend? Michigan State, big weekend out there.
I'm going to take Michigan State. I think is going to take them
out.
You
think so?
I do.
It'd be interesting to hear the reaction from our fans on that one. Trivia, last part of the show, because I think we've learned a lot about you already, so we'll find you, test your knowledge a little bit. I heard you were very smart at math.
I was. Graduated high school with one of the top of my Algebra 2 classes.
Wow.
It was the second time I took it.
So this first question should be pretty easy for you then.
Mm-hmm.
What's 20% of 240? These are like fifth grade level questions too, so I tried to take it easy on you.
I mean, it's going to be 50. Not sure.
You want to start with 10% of 240?
Yeah, we'll do that.
What's 10% of 240? I'm trying to showcase your knowledge here, man. You want to come back to it?
Yeah, we'll go back.
All right. How about biology? Are you pretty good in biology?
Great.
Well, we'll find out. How many bones does the adult human body have?
202.
Close. I think it's 208.
Damn.
That's a lot better than the math one.
I actually knew that one.
Can you name the six Great Lakes?
There's only five.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you name them?
Superior, Michigan, Huron, Ontario, and Erie.
Good job, man. We'll just let the math question go.
Yeah.
So, haven't seen the show yet, and I'm sorry that we had to sit on trash cans.
They're kind of comfortable, you know? They sit perfect height.
Well, don't say that, because we're still fighting to get some chairs. But, you know, Stafford signed a mega deal, richest player in the history of sports, and we can't even get a couple chairs out of him. So I'm sorry about your lower back's probably on fire, mine is too. So we're gonna wrap it up. But I thank you so much for joining the show. Just don't tell any other defensive guys on, because...
Keep away from Haloti.
It's better if I ask them if they're just coming to me requesting it. It puts a lot of pressure on me,
yeah.
So I'm just going to... But thank you for joining me. Hope you guys enjoyed. I know I did. Episode 5 of Talking with TJ. And we'll see you next week. All right, that was awesome.